W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Spy thriller, Philippine Islands. I welcome Jack Burnham and Johanna Yang of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Jack is a research analyst. Johanna is a research and editorial associate. A very good evening to you, and thank you very much. Johanna, I come to you. This is about LIDAR, L-I-D-A-R, and spying. What is LIDAR? How does it work? Good evening to you.
Thank you so much for having us. So LIDAR technology is short for light detection and ranging. And it's an advanced remote sensing technology that uses its lasers to determine how far away certain objects are. These technologies are all around us. They're used most commonly in the civilian world for autonomous vehicles, self-driving cars. Your everyday driver, they help you park your car. And they're also used by rail systems and airports and drone technology to help the device or the vehicle sense where it is in its environment. They create these highly detailed three-dimensional maps of the object's surrounding environment.
Jack, I come to you because there's a photograph that you link on your article at FDD. That shows what looks to be modern, I'm presuming this is a Taurus built in Japan, car. And there are officials outside pointing at various machinery, technology, looks like view screens inside. What am I looking at, Jack?
Yes. So thank you for having us. What you're seeing on that photograph is an arrest made by Filipino security officials. The security officials arrested five Chinese nationals just last week as part of a larger investigation into an espionage ring. So as the photo shows, there was a LIDAR sensor atop the vehicle, as well as other communications equipment throughout the car. And this car allegedly was driven across most parts of the island of Luzon in the Philippines, as well as around strategic areas in Manila. Now, security officials in the Philippines are alleging that these Chinese nationals, as well as several Filipino residents, used this LIDAR technology to map sensitive critical infrastructure installations. So these include things like local government offices, military bases, U.S.-Philippines joint military infrastructure, police stations, power plants, and these sorts of things. Now, security officials allege that these Chinese nationals were able to use the LIDAR technology to create a three-dimensional map of these sensitive locations and then transfer that information to presumably Chinese handlers on the mainland.
So the information is sent from the vehicle while it's moving to a control somewhere. It's not in the vehicle. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. That's what the officials are alleging.
Johanna, what are they up to? What's this? I can buy a map. It shows me everything about where I live. In fact, I can put up an app and it'll give me exactly coordinates, 73 west, 45 north. Why do they need this?
Yes, absolutely. So China does this in a bunch of different ways. Their behavior in the Philippines mimics a pattern of behavior across technology sectors. For example, AI is a great example. And most recently, in terms of LIDAR, China was buying up the farmland near U.S. military bases and presumably using this technology to map our defense capabilities. And in the case of critical infrastructure, map how America supplies electricity or water to its civilians. So they use this data not only to kind of gain an upper hand on the U.S. in terms of defense capabilities, but also just to better understand how things work in Americans' everyday lives. And in the event of global conflict, eventually use that against us.
Jack, water, electricity? You mean that's civilian use? They're not looking at military. They're looking at how we live our lives. Is that it?
So that's a great question. They're really looking at both. So the mapping of critical infrastructure, like power plants, like government offices, like police stations, the things that undergird a modern society, China wants that information, as well as information on military installations. What we have here in the Philippines is a case in which China is actively trying to map both military critical infrastructure, as well as the things that make a society run every day, so that things can be targeted and potentially sabotaged should a crisis occur within the region.
I read from your reporting, Johanna, that the Department of Defense is banned from Chinese LADAR. That's the National Defense Authorization Act. Does that do it, that we can't use it, but they can, LIDAR? Where are these things manufactured? China?
Yes, that's correct. A lot of these technologies are manufactured in China. In fact, China makes up about 80% of global LIDAR sales. And the issue with the National Defense Authorization Act banning DOD from acquiring these Chinese technologies, this is a step in the right direction. It represents a willingness to combat that, at least at the defense level. But in our piece, we argue for the expansion of that ban to defense adjacent industries, such as critical infrastructure and sectors that contribute to military mobility, such as maritime security, rail security, aviation security. These industries are essential to the way that the average American goes about their daily lives. And it's important that we protect those sectors from this potential data theft and remote control of their LIDAR technology.
There are a lot of Tauruses in America, Jack. Are there Tauruses moving around loaded up with LIDAR, to your understanding? Is that, if they can do it in the Philippines, can't they do it in Montana?
Of course. So that's an excellent concern. It's clear that if this is happening within U.S. allies, it's very likely the case that it may be happening within the United States as well. Various senior security officials within the United States, including FBI Director Chris Wray, have talked about some of the concerns involved in the infiltration of Chinese technology into American critical infrastructure and even civilian infrastructure. You know, we think about the way that China has used hacking campaigns to get into U.S. internet and telecommunications providers, things of that nature. It's really clear that China is going above and beyond to infiltrate various aspects of American life within the American homeland, to use that data and to use that control for the potential during a showdown over a potential crisis scenario.
Johanna, this is creepy. Is there any possibility that it's benign? Is it clearly hostile?
You know, John, in my best estimation, I think there's an important distinction to make between innovation and also this kind of malign cyber behavior that we've seen across the board. And like Jack said, take Volt and Salt Typhoon, for example. If these incursions are happening into the U.S., we can almost certainly assert that they're also happening to our allies as well. And a disruption is a disruption. It's involving the Chinese government in the everyday dealings of the average American, which is not something that we want to allow to continue to happen. And we should work with our allies and partners to teach them kind of how we've gone about our ban on LIDAR technology, et cetera, and help them reach the same kind of protections for their citizens.
And Jack, 15 seconds. Washington knows all this. They've got this information.
They certainly do. And if they want to learn more, they should read our report. FDD has put out a report on LIDAR and the risks posed. And you can go to FDD's website and read it right there.
Jack Burnham, Johanna Yang, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,